USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing they will be adding two or three members to the White House coronavirus task force.
But we'll be adding some people to the task force, and there'll be more in the neighborhood probably of opening our country up, because our country has to get open again and the people want it to be open.
Speaking with reporters in the Oval Office, the president says he thought the task force would be winding down by now, but had no idea how popular it was and how much the public appreciates the daily briefings. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is pleased with where the country is heading in the battle against the coronavirus.
We're turning a corner right now, and I think we're ready to start reopening across the country, in a measured and safe way.
Scalia speaking there on Fox News. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 218 points. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
April saw the worst job losses in the history of the ADP private payrolls report. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The report released Wednesday morning showing 20.2 million jobs evaporated last month as the virus pandemic brought much of the U.S. economy to its knees. The April job losses, 25 times more than the previous one-month record of about 835,000 jobs lost in February of 2009 during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. The government's jobs report for April is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
America's pediatricians say schools should plan to phase in reopenings before returning to full activity. The American Academy of Pediatrics issuing new guidance suggesting the possibility of reduced school hours when in-person classes resume. The group also saying schools also need to prepare for distance learning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Republican U.S. senator says there's something rather ironic about the economic stimulus plans related to the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky speaking out against the current stimulus spending during the coronavirus pandemic.
The $3 trillion that we've already passed out is imaginary money. It's being borrowed basically from China. So the irony is we got the virus from China, and now we're going to be more dependent by borrowing more money from China.
The senator from Kentucky commenting on Fox News saying the economic calamity will continue if people are forced to stay home. Paul's the only known senator to test positive for COVID-19. He says he can't get the virus again and can't give it to anybody, so he won't be wearing a mask.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the sexual assault allegations against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are a closed issue, and she's not going to answer questions about the matter anymore.
Do you view this as a closed issue, or what is your response?
Well, it is for me. I have said I am proud to support Joe Biden for president. I believe him when he says it didn't happen, but I also believe him when he says let them look into the records. And that's what they should do. But I'm not going to answer this question again. I will just say I have every confidence that Joe Biden will be a great president of the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.